We are this morning joined by Maria Said. She is the CEO of Allergy and Anaphylaxis Australia and co-chair of the National Allergy Strategy. Maria, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess. Good morning.
Now, how significantly are Australians being impacted by food allergies around the country? How widespread is this?
We have more than 4.5 million Australians who are suffering from allergic disease. It greatly impacts on your quality of life. There is no cure for the most part. We're talking here about allergic rhinitis or hay fever. We're talking about eczema, allergic asthma, food allergy, insect allergy, medication allergy, and so forth. It's a long list, and an immune system response to foods or medications or pollen, grasses, cats and dogs. The list goes on.
Absolutely. It seems like such a hugely varied condition that people can experience in all sorts of different ways. What do you see as being the gaps in care, especially medical care, for those suffering from allergies and those more serious allergies as well?
Yeah, well, about 4 years ago, we sat a lot of important people in a room and established what those gaps were and worked on a strategy to improve allergy care in Australia. The greatest care are access to see a specialist. We have very long waiting times, and you know, when we're talking about the person or the patient seeing the doctor, the right doctor at the right time in the right place, and getting the right diagnosis, where we are not there yet. We need to upskill health professionals. Allergy is not a significant part of their training at all. Many will have a lecture or two on allergic disease.
Wow.
Yet this is something that greatly impacts quality of life and, you know, as I said earlier, doesn't have a cure. So we need people upskilled. We need people in rural, remote areas being able to access care as well, you know, better use of telehealth. And these people have got, for example, children, or, you know, they themselves having potentially life-threatening reactions and not being properly diagnosed, not being able to see a doctor that can diagnose them and give them information on how to manage this condition. So, you know, we move on to drug allergy, for example, penicillin allergy. Many, many people say they are penicillin allergic when they're not. Now, that impacts on that person's health, because if they need penicillin for for an infection, they can't have it. And another more expensive drug, potentially with greater side effects, that doesn't particularly target the bug that's causing their infection, progresses, and, you know, that impacts them and their health, but it also impacts the health system, and it's an economic burden to Australia as well. So there are lots of reasons for progressing a national allergy strategy.
Absolutely. So this week, the National Allergy Strategy is calling for funding for a bunch of programs and a bunch of ways to address the issues that you've just mentioned. Could you take us through some of what this funding will be used for, if it can be secured?
Yeah, so the federal government has kindly, and we're very appreciative of the fact that the federal government has already given just over $2 million to allergy care over the last three-year period. We've used this funding to develop training resources for the food service sector, where most potentially life-threatening allergic reactions occur. We have also developed an educational hub for young people, for teenagers and young adults, called 250k.org.au. We want to progress that, because young people are at greatest risk of fatal allergic reactions. And whilst we don't collect this data currently in Australia, we have certainly been involved in coroner's inquests, and families have contacted our organisation talking about the loss of their loved one. It is very real. We are also looking at allergy prevention, and this program needs to be increased to reach all Australians. It's very much about optimal care of eczema, so making sure the skin remains intact and the baby's not getting exposed to a food through the skin rather than the mouth or the gut. So we're focusing on that, and then also early introduction of common allergens before the age of one.
Mm.
So, there's a lot of fear in the community about introducing foods such as peanut butter or cashew butter, for example. Egg, we need to, we've developed resources, and the government has announced further funding to roll out that campaign. But there, we need to be doing more in drug allergy. We need to do further programs for workplaces and management. Allergic disease is not just about children, it's about adults as well. And there's been a lot done without government funding to progress guidelines for schools and so forth. But, the adults are feeling a bit left out now, and they're at greater risk as well. So doing that. We don't have a standard of care for the management of anaphylaxis, acute
really?
Anaphylaxis.
Wow.
So we have doctors treating anaphylaxis in whatever way they or their hospital protocol says that they should. And there's a lot of mismanagement around the country with people not administering adrenaline in emergency departments, treating all the other symptoms and not recognising an anaphylaxis. We have people being sent home without a prescription for an EpiPen. We have people being sent home without a referral to see an allergy specialist.
My God.
It is really important that a clinical care standard for anaphylaxis is developed. And we were told by the Australian Commission for Safety and Quality in Healthcare that this was on their agenda for 2019. However, it has been pushed back. Now, if something like this, which impacts directly on life and death, can't be progressed and something else has bumped it, what on earth are these people thinking?
What on? That's a really good question. I'm absolutely astounded, truly, that there is such a lack of knowledge in the medical profession too, and a lack of understanding and education, considering how many Australians this impacts and how significantly it does impact people. Now, for anyone out there listening who might be thinking, goodness gracious me, just like I am this morning, this is something that we do need to give a significant amount more of attention to. Is there a way people in the public can support your bid for additional funding? Is there anything you're asking people to do, especially this week with World Allergy Week?
Yeah, look, we are asking people, Australians who live with this and those who care about those people, to go to nationalallergystrategy.org.au and consider making an appointment to see their local MPs. We're also asking them to sign a petition. The link to that petition is on that website, nationalallergystrategy.org.au.
Beautiful. We'll pop some links on the podcast at the end of the show. Unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. But Maria, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jess.